So another paper I want to ask you about that you did, I'm always fascinated by real-world outcomes work, and you've done a lot of it. And in particular, I was curious about this paper you had looking at real-world outcomes related to venetoclax. I've been curious about that in terms of what people are actually doing. What did you find there?
So that was a paper that we published in Hematologica last year, where we were gathering data from centers across the world. A huge amount of data came from US, but also a large amount came from the UK, where we wanted to just look at everyone's practice for use of venetoclax and try to understand how well was the drug performing, what were the adverse events, what was the risk of TLS, were people following the FDA label, were they deviating from it? Really gives you a window into how these drugs perform out of the context of clinical research. For anybody who's conducted a clinical trial, this is really an elite group of patients. They're usually very fit, they have the best organ function, their creatinine clearances are over a certain threshold. So this was a chance for us to get a first look at ven post-approval. And actually, the drug performed quite well. This was one of the real-world experiences where I felt the data pretty closely matched the data from clinical trials. There certainly were probably a slightly higher rate of AEs that were reported, grade 3-4 toxicities. TLS seemed to be a little bit more prevalent than one might have expected from the clinical trials. But also keep in mind, it was an older patient population. Creatinine clearances were likely decreased. But overall, we had a pretty favorable impression of the ven experience. People were very closely following the label, actually to an extreme. There were more patients hospitalized for TLS ramp-up for monitoring and prophylaxis than even would have been required per label. So it was interesting to get that look. And we've subsequently published another paper in CCR this year where we were trying to do a little bit of modeling of TLS risk, but also get another look a year later to see if things have changed significantly.